And welcome to Chimes. I'm Paul Gough. Great to have your company. Head first on 2SER and right around the country, thanks to the Community Radio Network, as we celebrate jangling guitars. That's the inspiration, and we move from the 60s. We'll hear some tunes from the 60s today. We'll hear the group that many say there's a competition between, whether it's the Beatles or the Stones. We've played the Beatles on many occasions. I don't think we played the Stones, so we'll correct that on today's program. Brand new track from Dag out of Melbourne, and we'll discover a couple of fantastic groups from Canada that you may not have heard before, colouring in Outside, not Inside, and the Cosmic Pedro Experience. But let's start with a group from Galway who have a brand new EP out called Waves, and it features some tracks that dropped towards the end of last year that gained them a bit of a following unfortunately they couldn't follow up given COVID to turn into people coming in and watching them perform live. I think they sound like they'd be great. They've got a slow burn, slightly shoegaze, sort of scuzzy pop feel to them. It's a wonderful track and a great way to start the program. This is New Dad and I Don't Recognize You.
Time. you're around, asking am I dead yet? This Cheshire grin, is it just in my head?
Chimes. Man, I love that song. It's from a compilation called Disco Sucks that came on the Shea record label in the late 90s. And that's a group called Bear, and the track If There's Such a Thing as Angels. Now, Bear was the sort of working vehicle for a pretty amazing singer-songwriter guitarist out of Leeds called Chris Trout. He fronted Bear, but he fronted or was a part of many other great bands, AC Temple, Kilgore Trout, Spoonfed Hybrid. He teamed up with the chap out of Pale Saints, and Laser Boy. I've got to tell you, all those bands are fantastic, but that track resonates with me, but the track from Bear, If There's Such a Thing as Angels. We started out with New Dad, of a similar vibe, perhaps, out of Galway, and their EP's just dropped Waves. But that track from around about November last year, one I've been enjoying, and the EP coming out reminded me that I wanted to play it for you. I Don't Recognize You is the name of the track. I do. I know that you're listening to Chimes, and I really am glad that you're with me. Heard right around the country, thanks to the Community Radio Network, and heard first on 2SER. While we're sort of reminiscing And as you know, I play new and old on this program. The music of Yola Tengo, like an old friend to me, all of their music. This is their 20th album from their 25th year together. And boy, have they released some killer songs in those years. And of course, they're still going. That was back in 2009. So a great longevity to the trio Yola Tengo. From their album Popular Songs, this is a favourite of mine. This is I'm On My Way.
Shines through the window. There's nothing I can do. I tried to be brooding and dark, but it all fell through. I made you wait such a long time. I had to find it myself. I had to find it myself in an only child's. Thank you.
Well, the last time I played the Feelies on the show, I got a huge response. That's from their album that was released in 86, 6 years following from their debut, Crazy Rhythms. Such a good band, and could have left us a lot more great songs. The Good Earth is the name of the album. I played you the track The High Road from the Feelies. That do give you a good feeling, I've got to tell you. Also, Yellow Tango, very laid back, beautiful song. Their songs I just find amazing and so different. They cover a lot of turf. The track I'm On My Way, a very sentimental little tune there from Yellow Tango's popular songs. This is Chimes. And if you are having a bit of a break Easter weekend, as you listen first on 2SER and then around the country, thanks to the Community Radio Network, I hope you have some time to relax with your family and friends and stay safe, and I hope you have a really great time. And it's a privilege to be with you on this occasion and share with you some really great music. In a moment, a fantastic new release from Winds, whose members include Triptides. We'll hear something from them too.
2SER wishes to acknowledge the custodians of the land from which we broadcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Wadumatagal clan of the Darug Nation, and their elders past, present and emerging. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region.
Want to get a special, limited edition 2SER t-shirt?
Of course you do.
Sign up to 2SER as a passionate subscriber and we'll throw one in the mail for you.
You'll also get a subscriber card, a sticker for your car, fridge or laptop, and the latest issue of our Listening Post magazine.
Subscribe today at 2SER.com.
This has got a fantastic feel to it. It's from an album that'll be out April 9th, it's only a week or so away. Look at the Sky is the name of the release from Winds, which features members of Lucille Furs and Triptides, who themselves have only just released a new record. So we'll hear the first single from Look at the Sky from Winds. I think it's Winds, not Wines. The Way I Feel is a really gorgeous slice of pop music. I reckon you're going to love it. This is Winds, or Wines.
Gone, but you gotta add some bitter if you wanna make a scene.
gorgeous Psyche there with a garage twist, echoes of the birds, echoes of the zombies, T-Rex. Lots of ghosts emerge from this LA-based trio that have been creating some fantastic sounds for quite a while. This is album number 6, Alter Echoes is the name of it, that's come out on the excellent Alive Natural Sounds imprint from Triptides. Played for you the track It Won't Hurt You. And a connection to the previous band In Winds, The Way You Feel, and they have a release coming out, a little gentler than the Triptide sound, but still essential in my book. Look at the Sky is the album that'll be out in about a week's time, and The Way I Feel was the track I shared for with you. This is Chimes. You can get in touch if you'd like to say, hey, Paul, less music, let's talk more music. Not the latter. You can do that by just sending me an email, chimes@2ser.com. Hey, how easy is that? chimes@2ser.com. Always a pleasure to hear from you. And you can offer suggestions. You can offer whatever you like. Yeah. Now, look, why not play some Stones off the back of that Triptides track? The song I thought of was the first song that was that had a credit to Jagger Richards, but it was really a track that they it's a traditional song, but the original sort of version they've sort of looked to was the Staple Singers rendition of The Last Time, and they borrowed elements of that and, you know, gave it their own Stones twist. They were touring through the States at the time. And because they were on the road and in demand and away from England, their hometown, they were sort of trying as much as they could to record singles. And so they went into the studios in Hollywood and released this track. It became the third number one single for the Stones. And it was just prior to them heading to Australia. And this track came out. A lot of people are critical of this track in that they should have referenced the Staple Singers. You know, it was a traditional song, but they borrowed heavily from their sort of ideas. And, of course, the Staple Singers didn't get any music out of this. Anyway, this from the Stones. It's a great song. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. This is The Last Time.
What you know is true.
The Hollies, they are sort of Hall of Famers when it comes to appearing on Chimes because of their guitar sound, because of their wonderful harmonies, an essential band. Look Through Any Window, great song, which was their first sort of big break into the American Top 40 charts. And did pretty well elsewhere in Canada and South Africa for the Hollies. Look Through Any Window. Favourite of mine, anyway. And the B-side is a ripper too, called So Lonely, if you have the original 7-inch. We started out with the Rolling Stones and The Last Time. Double dose of 60s there, because that's the bedrock of what we do here on Chimes, through to my love of 80s jangling guitars. And we play you more recent stuff. When we're going to play you the most recent single now from a band out of Melbourne, who I first saw, I think, about 4 or 5 years ago, and they had an excellent song out at the time, Up All Night, which was, well, one that I flogged to death. But this, their latest song, is called Point of View, and they continue their great sound. This is DAG.
Thank you. Can't you see the world you and me?
Wonder when a band has released a record, are they being self-destructive if they are creating such a minimal footprint that it takes forever to try and find out information about them? I don't know. That's a group called the Cosmic Pedro Experience. And if you go and have a look on their Facebook page, it just says Band in Ottawa. Okay. Thanks for the heads up. I think they're a four-piece. And they've just put out an EP, House of Spoons, and I really like that. It's got a bit of a thin edge to the start of it, meaning just, I don't know, the production, but it sort of beefs up in as it sort of rollicks along, and I like that song a lot. Anne from the Cosmic Pedro Experience. Anyway, I'd like to tell you more. Maybe you get in touch with them and say, hey, tell us more. We heard from DAG, and I can tell you a little more about them. They've got a great new album that'll be coming out in June this year on the excellent Bedroom Suck label called Pedestrian Life, and that's the first single from it, Point of View. And it's a long-awaited record for DAG. Their album, last album that came out, Benefits of Solitude, was the one that I mentioned that had that fantastic tune on it called Stay Up All Night, which I really, really loved. But yeah, a killer first single, and I can't wait to hear the rest of the record from DAG. This is Chimes, heard right around the country thanks to the Community Radio Network, and heard first on Sydney's 2SER. Now to a group that have a sound that is reminiscent of, well, I guess even a beefier, fuzzier version of the sounds that were coming out of New Zealand in the 80s, but they're from Canada. Again, yes, I thought I'd play two Canadians back to back, and I really like this song a lot. Just one of those songs I found by accident, and so therefore I will pass it along, not accidentally, but with great gleeful joy. This is Colouring Outside and Dead and Dying Town. Thank you. Given the nature of colouring outside that had a slightly, I guess, lo-fi feel to it, I had to dive into my box of Guided by Voices from their self-inflicted aerial nostalgia, when they certainly had that beautiful jangle to their sound from 1989, White Whale. And the sounds of Colouring Outside from the 80s as well. This is a group that formed on a little island just off Newfoundland and released a couple of cassettes, but a dispute between band members back in the day saw the destruction of their DAT masters. So they've had to go back to the cassette. The EP Dead and Dying Town, four great tracks on there, and a sound that actually doesn't sound like it's dated at all, sounds really great, from Colouring Outside. Time for a couple of tracks to finish off with, and I think every show should include the gentle jangle of this wonderful band from Melbourne. Well, originally from Melbourne, not doing much these days. They're called the Cat's Meow. This is If Things Had Been Different.
Thank you. he finds on sick. He's not annoyed that he's unemployed. 9-to-5 routine is what he wants to avoid. Running out of time, running out of time. Find an occupation, running out of time. 9-to-5, 9-to-5. Find an occupation, working 9-to-5. He eats toast for breakfast. And worry, still getting things done in his own way. Can't choose a career path that lasts more than a day. Running out of time, running out of time. Finding occupation, running out of time. 9-to-5, 9-to-5. Finding occupation, working 9-to-5.
Very apt way to end the program. Camper Down and Out. And out of time we are indeed. We heard from Cat's Meow and If Things Had Been Different. I'm Paul Gough. You've been listening to Chimes. Always great to have your company. Stick around though, because there comes along next one of the great shows on 2SER, Stuart Coop's Dirt Music. Have a great and safe Easter, and I look forward to your company very soon.